add to it for Chase. Chase Cotton is a committed partner, a loving dad, and a person of universal faith. For work, he serves as the community director at the Willow Center in Brownsburg. For play, he enjoys music, vintage fashion, reading, and time outdoors. Chase is here today to share songs and stories with us around the theme of finding unity in the great unknown. The part that I would add is I've known Chase for several years here within Hendricks County, both at times where I have felt very connected to my community and at times where I have felt very disconnected, at times when I have felt very much that I was in a community that did not want me here, that did not want my family here. And so in those moments, I would say that Chase has continued to be a very strong presence within our community. If you have met him in any of the various ways, be it through work or volunteer or as he's been out literally playing in the community, he is one of the people that I think when you hear people talk about kind of heart in a town, Chase is one of the people that I would say help bring heart to Hendricks County. So I say all that right before he comes up here just to embarrass him. But I'm going to go ahead and invite Chase up, who is going to walk us through songs and stories, finding unity in the great unknown.
Hi, everybody. It's good to be back with you again. It's always a pleasure when I get to come over here. I consider you all friends, even though I don't see you nearly often enough. But I'm really thrilled to be here again. So, unity is as much a buzzword these days as any other, right? Many of us long for some kind of unity, or at least many of us think we do, without necessarily thinking too hard about how much work true unity is. It's easy to be unified with people that think like us, talk like us, look like us, act like us, whoever your us is. It's not so easy in real life, is it? In the real, the messy, beautiful, diverse life in the neighborhoods we live it in. Unity takes work, but maybe that's also overcomplicating a little bit. I believe true unity can be found in the lowest common denominators of the human experience. Things like pain and change, uncertainty, hope, and love. Today I want to explore these common denominators with you through songs and stories, and I hope you find it meaningful. So, story number one. If you're a fan of the alternative music movement or rock and roll at all, it's likely that you're a fan of the legendary grunge band from the 90s, Nirvana, right? The drummer of that band, Dave Grohl, went on to lead his own legendary rock band, whom you may also have heard of, the Foo Fighters. If you've ever read Dave's autobiography, which was published just a couple years ago, which I would highly recommend you do, it's a great read, you'll learn that he has lived through a lot of really incredible pain. As a barely graduated high schooler, he tragically lost his best friend just before moving to the Pacific Northwest to meet Kurt Cobain, whom he also grew close to, and then tragically lost him a few years after their success really caught on. Later, he started Foo Fighters with another very close friend and fellow drummer, Taylor Hawkins, who tragically died of a drug overdose just last year. So Dave has lost almost every best friend he's ever had. He knows pain. So the song I'd like to open with is a song that Dave wrote in one of those moments of clarity that pain brings about. And he sang a really beautiful rendition of this at the tribute show to Taylor Hawkins last year. This one's called Times Like These.
I'm a brand new sky that hangs stars upon the night. I'm a little divided. Do I stay or run away and leave it all behind? It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again. Times like these, time and time again.
So let's sit in that pain for a moment together. We've all experienced it, some of us more severely than others. Pain is one of the most universal and unifying experiences as human beings, or at least our Buddhist friends would posture as much. When I'm feeling the pain or I'm leaning toward the melancholy, I think it's best to honor it with a sad song. Instead of dismissing the feelings with toxic positivity, the oft-muttered, "It's fine," or "I'll be okay," a sad song gives us permission to feel fully without self-pity. One of my favorite sad songs is the traditional folk song that's been covered by a multitude of musicians throughout the years. There's a folk song called "Hard Times." Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, "Oh, hard times come again no more." 'Tis the song and the sigh of the weary. Oh, hard times come again no more. Many days have you lingered around my cabin
and or hard times come again no more. There's a pale, sorrowful maiden who toils her life away with a worn heart whose better days are o'er. Though her voice would be merry, 'tis sighing all the day. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song and the sigh of the weary. Oh, hard times, hard times come again. Many days have you lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a sigh that is wafted across the troubled wave. 'Tis a wail that heard upon the shore. 'Tis a dirge that is murmured around the lowly grave. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Why don't you sing the chorus with me if you'd like?
'Tis the song and the sigh of the weary. Oh, hard times come again no more. Many days have you lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. Oh, hard times come again no more.
That was beautiful. The next common denominator of true unity is change. We can't help but change a little every day. In fact, change is built into our very biology at the cellular level, with the ebb and flow of senescence, every cell living a short little life and then replacing itself. Time forces us to change. You've probably noticed the idea of time being sort of an unspoken commonality so far, haven't you? With time comes change on both the personal level as an individual and on the systemic level as a society. Change can be really bad, and it can be really, really good. Most often, though, change is simply necessary. It's something that must happen for the common good. Sometimes we even have to protest for change to finally occur. My favorite song about change is the protest-laden singer-songwriter classic, Times They Are A-Changin' by Bob Dylan.
Admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changin'. Come writers and critics who prophesy with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's aiming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changin'. Come senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For the he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changin'. Come mothers and fathers throughout all the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are a-changin'. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast, the slow one now will later be fast, fast as present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changin'.
That last verse is a little bit of a tongue twister, isn't it? One area of great change in my own life has been my faith. I was raised a typical Midwestern white evangelical Christian, participated in a wide variety of flavors of that growing up, becoming so entrenched in that particular culture that I eventually started my career out in an international Christian aid ministry as an adult following college. I learned a lot in that position for the 3 years I was in it, but perhaps the hardest lesson I learned was that I didn't know everything. The further I ventured away from my own faith traditions, both geographically and metaphorically, the more curious I got, and the more I read and the more people I met that were different from me, the more this simple unifying truth set into my heart. I don't actually know much of anything with full certainty. In fact, uncertainty is the undercurrent of nearly every moment of my life. I'm not sure what will happen next, aside from what I may assume based on previous observed experiences. This uncertainty drew me, or if you find yourself feeling particularly spiritual this morning, you could say I was led right on out of the modern evangelical church and into a tumultuous theological wasteland, one of doubts and questions, and maybe for the first time in my spiritual life, honesty. While there in the wasteland, one quote I read kept bouncing around in my skull: the opposite of faith is certainty. All my life, I was taught to be certain of what I believed, so feeling as uncertain as I did at that time was really disorienting at first. But that quote grounded me: the opposite of faith is certainty. During this time of spiritual deconstruction, there were several bands and musicians that played pivotal roles in my life to help navigate this difficult season, the season where I was asking questions like, what is faith? What is faith at all if you're certain of it? Would you even need faith anymore if you had certainty of everything that was coming next? But there's one band during this season that sort of stood the test of time and continues to move me both to joy and to tears. It's the folk and Americana band, the Avett Brothers. They write down-to-earth, heartfelt lyrics about their own internal and external journeys of what it means to be human. So this next song I'm going to play is called Head Full of Doubt, Road Full of Promise. notes. There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. In the fine print they tell me what's wrong and what's right. And it comes in black and it comes in white. And I'm frightened by those who don't see it. When nothing is owed or deserved or expected, and your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. If you're loved by someone, you're never rejected. Decide what to be, go be it. Oh, there was a dream, and one day I could see it. Like a bird in a cage, I broke in and demanded that somebody free it. There was a kid with a head full of doubt. So I'll scream till I die, and the last of those bad thoughts are finally out. There's a darkness upon you that's flooded in. In the fine print they tell you what's wrong and what's right. And it flies by day and it flies by night. I'm frightened by those who don't see it. Oh, there was a dream, and one day I could see it. Like a bird in a cage, I broke in and demanded that somebody free it. There was a kid with a head full of doubt. So I scream till I die, and the last of those bad thoughts are finally out. I broke in and demanded that somebody free it. And there was a kid with a head full of doubt. So I'll scream till I die, and the last of those bad thoughts are finally out. There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. In the fine print they tell me what's wrong and what's right. And it comes in black and it comes in white. I'm frightened by those who don't see it. Following a difficult 2 to 3 year full deconstruction of what I was raised to believe, I found enough hope out there in the mysterious wasteland to start reconstructing some semblance of a spiritual practice. Authors like Richard Rohr and Mike McCarg were comforting and challenging in equal measure. Friends of other faith traditions and friends of no particular faith tradition at all were accepting and welcoming to me there in the wasteland. And yet again, I also found the most solace in music. As a songwriter myself, lyrics and chords and melodies are like a second form of therapy for me. So this is a song that I wrote about rebuilding from nothing in a spiritual context. I call it Maybe in the Mystery. Give me just a moment to get my guitar back in tune. Okay. answers may be in the mystery.
Maybe in the mysteries where you'll be waiting to scold me. Or maybe in the mysteries where you've been waiting to hold me. Maybe in the great unknown is where your kingdom is, if things like that exist. Maybe in the mystery where I'll find the mess of who I am. Maybe in the mystery is where you choose to hide all the answers my heart longs for. Maybe in the great unknown is where I'll find my way back to you, oh God. Prayers are burning like incense. Maybe in the mystery is where things like mercy and grace are found. Maybe in the great unknown is where I'll find you. Maybe in the great unknown is where you'll find me too.
Believe it or not, there's a lot of hope to be found out there in the mystery. There's so much encouragement to be experienced out there in the great unknown. And this hope is another common denominator of unity for us humans. To simply let it be has never quite been good enough for us, has it? Much to the Beatles' disappointment, I'm sure. We're always hoping for better, striving for improvement to our lives, reaching out for relief from our pains. Hope is what keeps us going. And one of the most hopeful bands in the history of music, in my opinion, is the band Switchfoot, led by one of my favorite singer-songwriters, John Foreman. I still remember to this day wearing out their album, The Beautiful Letdown, as a wee sixth grader, filled with hormones and existential angst. But for the past 20 years, their albums have played like a soundtrack to my life, in a way. So much so that I can claim to have seen them live over 25 times. And my partner and I are actually seeing them again later this week up in Chicago. Switchfoot writes hopeful music. They write music for the soul to feel seen and heard and uplifted. It's inviting and it's infectious. And they do a particularly good job at riding the line between hard feelings and happy feelings, I think. Despite the fact that they've got over a dozen albums of songs under their belt, one song always sticks out to me as being their best. It's a song that gives me hope because of its just guttural realism and its unrelenting focus on internal balance, yin and yang, if you will. So the song I'll play for you next is called Vice Verses. But I gotta tune to a different tuning real quick. Here's Vice Verses by Switchfoot. Pacific from the sideline.
lines. Wonder what it means to live together. Looking for more than just guidelines. Looking for signs in the night sky. Wishing that I wasn't such a nice guy. Wonder what it means to live forever. Wonder what it means to die. I know that there's a meaning to it all. A little resurrection every time I fall. You got your babies, I got my hearses. Every blessing comes with a set of curses. I got my vices, got my vice verses. I got my vice verses. Could be my new obsession. The wind could be my next depression. The wind goes anywhere it wants to. Wishing that I learned my lesson. The ocean sounds like a garage band. Coming at me like a drunk man. The ocean's telling me a thousand stories. None of them are lies. I know that there's a meaning to it all. A little resurrection every time I fall. You got your babies, I got my hearses. Every blessing comes with a set of curses. I got my vices, got my vice verses. I got my vice verses. Let the Pacific laugh beyond my epitaph with its rising and falling. And after all, it's just water and I am just soul with a body of water. Water and bone. Oh, 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 oh. Where is God in the city life? Where is God in the city light? Where is God in the earthquake? Where is God in the genocide? Where are you in my broken heart? Everything seems to fall apart. Everything feels rusted over. Tell me that you're there. I know that there's a meaning to it all. A little resurrection every time I fall. You got your babies, I got my hearses. Every blessing comes with a set of curses. I got my vices, got my vice verses. I got my vice verses. Yeah, I got my vice verses. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Quick sidebar, unscripted, fun story that I thought you might enjoy. The first time I ever heard that last song was actually at a John Foreman solo show that he performed in Indianapolis, as a matter of fact. And at this show, he played with one of his best friends, Bob Taylor, the creator of Taylor Guitars. They live down the street from each other in San Diego. They were debuting this particular model, the Taylor GS Mini, and it's like a travel guitar, if you will. And after the performance, after they played together, they were going to raffle off the guitar that John was playing. And out of 650 people that night, I was the lucky winner. So this was John Foreman's guitar, so it's very special to me. Especially because that was the first time I heard that particular song. And you're lucky I made it through without crying, because that's a hard one for me. It's a good song. All right, back to the script. So the final common denominator of unity is love. And the concept that I think best communicates the idea and the feeling of love, at least in my life, is the concept of home. When I'm in my home with my partner and my daughter, I feel love. Love surges in me. Love is a choice I have to make in conflict and in fatigue. And love is a native feeling that simply pours out in laughter and silly trampoline games in the backyard. Home is where I know I belong, where I know I can just be me and that all of me is welcome. That's love. Home is where I know I can just exist instead of do in order to earn something. When I'm home, I just am, and that's enough. When other people enter my home, I do everything in my power to make sure they feel the same way in that space, just as they are. That's what love is. So I'll wrap things up on this note of love with one last song. This is another original I wrote a while back, sort of akin to a traditional hymn or folk song, and I call it Welcome Home, It's Okay Now, which are the words I hope I hear someday when I cross over to that great unknown. It starts with a flugelhorn meditation. So I'll play that, and then I'll sing the words for you, okay? Welcome home, it's okay now, you can rest your heart. Welcome home, it's okay now, you are free, fall apart. Welcome home, it's okay now, you can be who you are. Welcome home, it's okay now, you were good from the start. Thanks for spending some time with me, folks. Appreciate you.